USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's not clear how many people are still in the Ukrainian region of Mariupol. A United Nations official says gathering information about the situation is extremely challenging. The Ukrainian president said on Wednesday over 300 people have been evacuated from the area. Senators are shining another spotlight on immigration and border security.
About 1 million people came to the border unlawfully and were admitted into the United States. This year, so far, 2022, it's unprecedented. So it's not a 15-year high, it's an historic high.
During a hearing, Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman saying the situation at the southwest border is clearly a crisis. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gasoline is up 2 cents today to $4.27 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
The WHO is releasing a report on coronavirus.
The World Health Organization reported Thursday that it estimates about 15 million people around the world die directly or indirectly from the coronavirus pandemic. That figure is double the more than 6 million that officially died from COVID-19. It should be noted determining exactly how many people have died as a result or indirectly of the pandemic has been difficult. The agency said 84% of the excess deaths were concentrated in Southeast Asia, Europe, and the Americas. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Los Angeles County DA is declining to prosecute the man who allegedly attacked comedian Dave Chappelle. DA George Gascon is sending the case to the LA city attorney for possible misdemeanor charges. The suspect is behind bars after tackling the comedian on Tuesday night. The man was reportedly armed with a knife. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is canceling a public appearance today. Alito deciding not to attend a judicial conference after his opinion draft on abortion rights was illegally leaked on Monday. The White House has yet to condemn the leak, but Democratic Senator from Virginia, Mark Warner, has.
I completely condemn the leak, and whoever leaked it, you know, should be prosecuted. I don't have the foggiest idea who did it. Whoever did it ought to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. But let's not jump to the conclusion, because I've seen all these theories. And I, again, this is the kind of, I think, cheapening of America where rules, morals, mores are being undermined on a constant basis.
City leaders in Juneau, Alaska, are reaching out to a cruise ship that has reported a COVID-19 outbreak among passengers. The Carnival Spirit is expected to arrive sometime Saturday. Cruise line officials say all infected passengers were dropped off in Seattle before the ship left port. Juneau city leaders are working to determine whether the vessel will be denied the chance to moor. A yacht belonging to a Russian oligarch has been seized by authorities in Fiji. U.S. officials say the oligarch bought the yacht after he was sanctioned in 2018. The ship was thought to be on its way to Russia to avoid seizure when it docked in Fiji. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.